In June 2011, Minister Coveney came to Killybegs and had a very high-profile announcement of Killybegs Employment Initiative, where they aimed to create 250 jobs in the fish sector, both processing and various sectors allied to the fishing industry. In response to a PQ reply just received this week from Minister for an update on the progress, he has informed me that the AM have said that there's been 89 jobs created in the fish processing sector over the period. I think people in Killybegs would be very surprised to hear this. And certainly we would love to know where those actual jobs are. I doubt very much if there is actually 89 new jobs have been created at all. We have seen in Killybegs over the last number of years with modernisation within the fish processing sector that the number of jobs is actually declining and the amount of work available has actually gone down significantly.
The employment situation in Killybegs has always been cyclical. It's always been up and down depending on catches, depending on the season. Could it be that those jobs have an effect come and gone?
That's what I think is probably happening, Donald. And as well as that, when BAM make an announcement under the Seafood Investment Programme, say for a grant for a particular factory, they say that this will support X number of jobs, but there actually is no requirement in the grant aid to provide those jobs, and simply a question that's asked on the application form and a figure is filled in by the applicant, and then BAM claim this as the number of jobs that are created, which I think is something that makes it look good for the minister when the announcements are made and makes it look good for politicians, but actually the reality on the ground is that these jobs aren't required to be created, and they're not subject to the grant aid either.